Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. A few years back, there was an incredible story at a school in a neighboring county, and it made the national news. There was a boy, Phil Mick, who kept coming home from his elementary school with bruises all over his body. When his mom asked, he always told her that he had fallen or he made other excuses. Eventually, the time came when now 11-year-old Phil was supposed to enter middle school. And Phil told his mom he didn't want to go. He actually felt like ending his life. You probably know where this story is leading. We live in a cruel world, and often we don't like asking others for help because it makes us feel weak or ashamed. We don't like to be dependent. And the Apostle James understands that, and he wants broken, hurting people to see that God has provided help if we're willing to admit our condition and ask for it. James writes in chapter 5, verses 13 to 16, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Notice James begins with a series of questions, and notice he assumes he is not talking to just individuals. He says, "Is anyone among you?" Plural. Now, friends, let's just be honest. This is hard for us as Americans because we're really big on our individualism. But this cannot be for the Christian. Once we come to Christ, we are made part of his body, a body that includes elders, men who are tasked with providing care to those who are suffering. And remember, we learned yesterday, the word for sick James uses speaks more to those who are growing weary, or who are even seriously depressed from their circumstances, like 11-year-old Phil Mick, though he didn't want to admit that he was being bullied day after day after day. And it wouldn't have gotten any better for Phil entering middle school, except he finally confessed his sin. He had been lying about how he had gotten the bruises, and his mother responded by forgiving him, and then she called for help. She called a man she knew cared about her son's suffering, and he could do something about it. His name? Brent Warfield, a biker who had met the family at a holiday event for needy families. And Brent said he had a group of big-hearted bikers who were happy to help. So Brent put the word out, and on the very day Phil was to go to school, bikers came from all over, from up to an hour away. They showed up in force, 50 strong, to escort Phil to school on his first day. And the first thing they did was gather in a circle, and the leader said this prayer: "You know, Lord, that there are people out there that are just not nice. Lord, I ask that you make your presence known to Phil as he goes to school, not just today, but all through the school year. Let him know that you are there with him, and that he can lean on you. Amen." And then this motorcycle club dressed Phil up in their colors, put him on the back of a bike, and they escorted him to DeKalb Middle School. Can you imagine the glorious growl as 50 motorbikes pulled up, the walls of the brick school reverberating from 50 big bike engines? I think a very clear message was sent to those who wanted to pick on Phil. This picture of great power helps us to understand what James means when he talks about how the prayer of the righteous has great power as it is working. How God raises up those who are sick or depressed within the community of faith. How the elders are specifically tasked with watching over hurting people in the church. I love being part of a community of faith where I have seen this in action. When folks begin confessing their sin and shame to each other, instead of being shunned or further abused, instead they find healing. They find comfort. They find joy. Most of all, they find family. Phil's mother said what a joy it was to see her son's face. Phil couldn't stop smiling for weeks. Why was this? She said, He has new brothers and sisters watching over him. Confession led to forgiveness, which led to prayer, which led to an isolated 11-year-old becoming a joyful member of a new community. Friend, do you have brothers and sisters watching over you? Folks you can be open and honest with, transparent, and who will love you no matter what? If you don't, please get a hold of me or come visit Heart City Church. We would love to pray with and for you and support you. If you do, well, sing praise to God, and then keep an eye out for those around you who don't. God may open a door for you to come alongside them, and you can lead them to the one who bore their stripes so that they might be healed, and who wants to come alongside them, and his presence will never, ever leave them. Remember who you are and who you belong to.